News. I'm Rich Dennison. Record numbers of coronavirus infections and hospitalizations prompting a stay-at-home order for residents of Los Angeles.
Mayor Eric Garcetti says the city's public health situation now is as dire as it was in the early days of the outbreak.
We are staring at the face of tragedy, of loss.
The mayor says residents can leave their homes only for a defined list of essential activities, and he's told the LAPD to aggressively enforce the order.
Fox's Jack Callahan. U.S. coronavirus deaths are now approaching 274,000. Job losses remain high, but the numbers fell slightly last week.
There were 712,000 new claims for unemployment benefits. Economists were predicting a slight decline to 775,000. New outbreaks of the coronavirus are likely impacting the job market's recovery.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America is listening to Fox News.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
The radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Hi, Rich Thomas here for Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. All three locations are staffed with top-notch certified technicians who have state-of-the-art diagnostic technology to determine the cause of the engine issue. Now, one reason people don't get their car serviced on a regular basis is time. Don Duncan's All-American Tire takes that excuse away with customer service that will absolutely exceed your highest expectations. I know. I've been a customer for a long time. I can drop my car off. They'll take me to my home and pick me up when the work is finished. They make it so convenient. Oh, and when you need tires, there's no need to shop. Don Duncan has established direct relationships with all the major tire brands, so don't fall for this buy three, get one free scam. Get your tires wholesale price that always includes installation. Value unsurpassed customer service at all three Don Duncan locations. Highway 14 in Millbrook behind the McDonald's, on Bell Road north of Vaughan, and at 408 Madison downtown.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you'll receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a disturbance on the way, which means showers are returning to the forecast. I think the best chance of showers will be in the overnight hours. Otherwise, we're much milder than earlier in the week. Low temperature tonight down to around 50. Tomorrow, showers likely, especially morning and midday hours. High temperature up to about 61. That sounds better. And looking ahead, I'm happy to say we have a storm-free weekend with lots of cool sunshine, high temperatures in the 50s daytime and 30s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Season's greetings from Brubaker Motors.
wishing you safe travels this holiday season. Buckle up from Brubaker. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Christmas treats have all been baked. The fridge is stocked with booze. But I still have one wish to make. A big Noel to you. Merry Christmas, Allah. We're far apart, that's true. But that can change if we can arrange some mistletoe for you. Christmas lights on my street, I wish you could see, but make us so far away.
Playtime Perry Adams and Rosie Brock is here too.
And here they are.
Come on, Jeb.
Please clap.
Jeb. How are you, sir?
I'm okay. I'm okay. It's good to be here.
Yes.
It's really good to be here.
It's good to be here.
It's great to be here. I'm just, every day above ground's a good day, they tell me.
I was surprised last night. Not that you and
Little short mean woman?
I can't call her that, even with permission.
Sweet Lynn.
You have permission.
Brought a batch of those incredible Ritz cookies.
Mm-hmm. Everybody in her family's a great cook.
Oh, look what Rosie's holding.
Yeah, I saved mine because I had food and I couldn't eat everything, so I thought, I will tantalize Greg with these this afternoon because he loves them.
They're good.
They are addictive. I brought my bag home for safekeeping.
And I bet there's not a one left.
Well, I had four. And I thought about those cookies today as I was pedaling my fat ass up around Arrowhead, trying to burn off some of those extra calories. But, God, they're so good.
They are good.
And Lennon tagged me in a recipe clip, and it's not long at all. I just want to see if there's audio that goes with this.
happy music. Powdered sugar, how can you go wrong with that?
Really? That is erotic. All right, so here is the... wait a minute. Breaking news.
Uh-oh. Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
There were packages awaiting me today when I got back to the radio station. One was an envelope stuffed with things we'll be giving away at Baumhauer's at our Christmas party Wednesday night next week. And
nice things.
Yes, and hot sauce as well from Baumhauer's next week. So we hope you'll join us. It won't be our last gathering there for the year, but we wanted to have it Wednesday because the Cronins.
Yes.
And in an ironic twist, I guess because I mentioned it on the show, guess what I got in the other box today? A rolling pin.
Yes.
I used to have one. I don't know what happened to it. It could be in the shed or someplace. Just got lost in the move. I don't know. 4 years ago.
And nothing like a good rolling pin.
But Rich Thomas wants me to make Ed Asner's deep pot apple pie.
Yes.
And you must have a rolling pin to do it. So now I guess I'm kind of obligated.
You're on the hook, buddy.
Yeah, I should make it when they're here so they could at least see what I did.
Mm-hmm.
That was, it's funny. I guess I'm at that age where you get excited about rolling pins.
I love them. Hey, I love my rolling pin. I have one. I love it.
I do, too.
Well, I wanted to thank the Cronins for that, and they'll be our guests of honor at the Christmas party next week.
Cool.
We have a gigantic audience out of town. Nobody listens locally, but, man, we have people... all over the country, Florida. We found
out. And it's growing.
Who was that young lady that called the other day?
Laura.
Been listening online for a long time, finally called in.
Awesome.
And, of course, has to start bringing up some of the those Greg Goodell glory day stories. Like, hey, remember when you were looking for a wife on the radio? Yes, unfortunately, wow. I do. That was
that's a long time ago.
I'm at the point now where when I am reminded of those adventures, I classify them one of two ways, pre or post rehab.
There you go.
That was pre rehab.
Wow.
Now, once again, here I think I'm stumbling. By the way, I just posted David Blackman's blog. These a-holes, Fox, yesterday we had it on in the studio. While we were watching the market, the Trump address that he did yesterday afternoon, the headline underneath it said 46 minutes of misinformation.
God, man, it just infuriates
me. I wanted to throw a brick through that television. They're in on it. They're all part of the same.
They are.
And it boils down to one thing, something that Terry Adams has been telling us for over 10 years, and the George Carlin clip, normally we open with that on Thursday. Maybe we'll play it at 4. It's a big club, and you ain't in it, meaning you and Rosie and Terry and me, and most of all, Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't join their club. He didn't earn his way into the club by getting elected and becoming part of the swamp.
Yep.
Swamp does not like outsiders joining in, and they... I've read some stories recently. They had the fix in 2016, just like they did this last time.
Absolutely.
It's just that Trump outperformed them. I saw somebody speculate today, I forget who it was, it might have been Byron York, that the reason Trump won North Carolina is that they didn't prepare enough fraud to carry that state. And in the other states, you've got Republican leadership. So isn't it interesting that this swath that begins in Florida, where Trump won handily, led by a strong Republican governor and one who may be a presidential candidate someday, Ron DeSantis. This red wave comes up the center of the country and into the Rust Belt, where Trump had great success in bringing business back, in reopening factories. And we're supposed to believe that after Ohio and all the states south, of course we know what's going on in Georgia, that in Michigan and everywhere else, Wisconsin, the other states, Pennsylvania, they just outright rejected the guy.
No.
And we're not buying it.
No. We're not as stupid as they think we are.
The tape that came out this afternoon, though, from Georgia, David Blackman actually did a special blog. I recommend you go there first. Those are messages that are coming in.
You're so popular.
Oh.
Wow.
Ding. Yeah. Fries are done. Ding. Fries are done.
DB Daily. Here we go. Yeah.
This is it. What basically happens here is that the poll, they kicked out all the Republican observers and then pulled out secret suitcases filled with ballots. Now, William Barr, hey, fat ass, here's something you might want to, you know,
investigate.
Deep state animal.
You wanna, might want to put your tray of Golden Corral aside and go look into. Fat ass son of a bitch. Hasn't done anything. Let's see if we can hear
it. 8 o'clock in the morning, we're going to roll this back and show it to you. There you go. So now they're going to start pulling these ballots out from under this table.
Look at this.
This table, the black one, was placed there by the lady with the blonde braids at about 8:22 a.m. in the morning. So she put that table there. So the same person who's staying behind now, the same person who cleared the place out under
this.
The pretense that we're going to stop counting, is the person who put the table there.
Who is she?
At 8:22 in the morning.
She needs to be arrested.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I saw four suitcases come out from underneath the table.
Video. Oops, they didn't count on that.
And David Blackman kind of echoes me. Maybe somebody should share this video with William Barr since he claims he hasn't seen any evidence of massive voter fraud yet. Not that he'd bother to do anything about it, of course. And there's other clips, so... look, if you are dealing with people who really believe this election was on the up and up, show them that. There's plenty more. There are so many people who are literally risking their lives to do the right thing.
Yep.
In Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania. Problem in Pennsylvania is you got a Democratic governor, Wolf, and I honestly think, Terry, that the fear factor here, even with legislators, is very high. They just want to keep kicking this election can down the road until it gets to the Supremes. And as I posted just a few minutes ago, the delicious irony with Georgia, and that's where this video's from. The delicious irony here is that if, this looks like evidence of fraud, the Supreme Court justice who will make a decision on whether or not to hear that is Clarence Thomas. And Clarence Thomas was the Supreme Court justice who was viciously, what he called a high-tech lynching that was led by, guess who? Your non-racist Joe Biden. The guy who didn't want his kids growing up in a racial jungle. It's amazing how forgiving Democrats can be when somebody has that kind of stuff on their resume. Biden's a frickin' thief. He's a plagiarist. That's theft. So he steals other people's ideas and elections. Although in this one, I think he knew about it. I don't know how much of the detail he did, but he did let it slip in that one moment. Mm-hmm. We put together the most diverse group of election fraud.
Yeah. He just tells us.
Yeah.
Right there. We got the machine ready.
So we'll see. I don't think this is over. It's just not proceeding at a pace.
That raid that happened in Germany, that's what I'm waiting to see what happens
with
that.
Those servers. Yeah, yes. Why are we counting votes in another country anyway?
Exactly.
We can't do that here. We lack the people, the skill.
That opens it up for outside influence.
Our first caller of the afternoon is Terry.
Hey, I was going to tell you now, you need to look up, Terry. You listen to this and you get your smartphone out and you look this up. Donald Barr is William Barr's daddy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In Dayton, I think of Dayton, Ohio, he was at a university. And he hired Jeffrey Epstein as a math teacher.
That's right. You're right.
That's where your deep state stuff is, okay?
Yep.
So William Barr is never going to do anything.
No, he's...
Because he's deep state also.
Yep.
Trump picked him for AG, though, without knowing any of this, that nobody knew?
Kushner told him to hire him.
Oh.
They said, okay, and Kushner is the only one that's been to a Bilderberg's meeting in 2019. Look it up. You'll see.
Wow, I didn't know that. I got
to
look.
Kushner is also the one that's telling him to give up. Stop.
That's not good.
Okay? So you got to start thinking. Donald needs to be looking at his own family and go, wait a minute, boy. You know what I'm saying? This is ridiculous.
What are some of the news sites you like to visit, websites?
Well, I always watch OAN News.
Yeah.
I don't watch Fox News. I haven't watched it in over a year now.
Well, I have not only have not watched it, but I haven't even looked at the app.
I don't even want my TV to be placed on that channel and me not watching it.
Well, you heard me.
I will go change the channel. Yeah.
What I saw this morning.
No rating.
In the middle of a show that we're trying to wake people up and get them off to a smile, I am literally seething behind this microphone in a rage at the way they portrayed Trump's press conference yesterday.
Man, I'm telling you, the media is the most powerful weapon they have.
Thank you. Stay in touch, Terry. Appreciate it. Good stuff. At 3:21, our first break is all about a business that's right up the street from Adams Motorsports, Lewis Lawn.
Oh, yeah. Know them well.
This is a good time, and this is actually a place, if you know somebody, maybe a young couple that's just setting up their first home, or somebody who loves to garden, a do-it-yourselfer, might want to take a look at some of the great products they offer at Lewis Lawn. For folks who love to do their own edging, trimming, or even mowing, the Ego product line that they introduced this year is outstanding. It's all battery-operated, and no cords, no anything, just batteries. And they last and last and last. And they're lightweight and strong, and a great option for somebody who likes to keep things, to groom their shrubbery and so forth. At a lower price, they've got the big grabber there. That's the three-footer that gets behind rose bushes in places, and that's a handy thing to have. You can, when you don't want to go walking through or behind thorny things to fish out stuff that gets blown under by the wind, this is the perfect option, and it does come in handy around the house when you need to add something slip behind, fall under the bed. My bed is about 20 feet wide, so I used it to fish there. So it comes in handy in multiple instances.
Yeah.
And great time to get a deal on a mower, blower, pressure washer, whatever you need, because the 2021 product lines are coming in and they want to move the 2020s out. They can help you with financing. And, of course, if you buy there, you get it serviced and redeem your warranty there at Lewis Lawn. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Their number is 244-9191. That's Lewis Lawn.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now, with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C-Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C-Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C-Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-506-3355. 800-506-3355. 800-506-3355.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
No one embodies the holiday spirit better than Gordon Lightfoot.
Really?
You bet. And now Gordon Lightfoot takes his best-known song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, and gift-wraps it around your favorite carols to create his new holiday album, Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
You better watch out and you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you.
Yes, Gordon Lightfoot is coming to town with a sleigh load of songs like this.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree.
It's Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas, and you'll want to beat him like a drum when you hear his rendition of The Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, come, they told me, pa-rum-pum-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pum.
Gordon Lightfoot has compiled the holiday music collection you'll wish would sink to the bottom of Lake Superior.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Your friends and family will pray for a silent night when you put on Gordon Lightfoot Sings Christmas.
All right, the sites, I trust, are all over this gorgeous video. Plus some additional statistics I just added to my Facebook post on this. No evidence, William Barr. 2,056 felons illegally voted. 66,248 under 18. 2,423 weren't registered at all. 1,043 used a post office box. 4,926 voted past the registration date. 10,315, this is Georgia, died before the election. 395 voted in two states. 15,700 moved out of the state. 40,279 changed county and didn't re-register to vote. I mean, that sounds like the entire, certainly enough to make you wonder if there's even a necessity for a Georgia runoff. Wouldn't that be awesome if Clarence Thomas could at least do that? Eliminate all of the fraudulent votes and see where things stand.
Yeah, it's the first thing they need to do.
Yeah. And we'll see how it goes. I understand that they've got really compelling evidence in Nevada. There's a hearing there today.
You got whistleblowers that call the FBI and had to leave messages and never got called back.
Never got called back.
Amazing, isn't it?
And I saw that smug, pardon my French here, prick, Christopher Wray, who really deserves to be fired.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Trump will do that in the days ahead, but you talk about a do-nothing group.
Uh-huh. They're all connected to
Comey. We were talking to David Blackman the other day. I said, we need to get Rick Grenell in there.
Yeah.
That way, if the media attacks him, he can say, well, you're a homophobe. He's gay. He doesn't, you know.
There you go.
So, and he's the guy that could root out every single deep stater in any agency. Where, in fact, Trump should just if he manages to win this, just circulate him around different branches and cut out the career thieves that...
That's what they are.
Yeah, they run on, they promise this stuff every two... And there's a lot of Republicans in that group. This is not...
Exactly.
I mean, what you've seen in parts of the country, the weak-kneed Republican leaders who want nothing to do with...
There's a reason.
Well, they don't want to get doxxed. They don't want to have people screaming at their front door at 2 in the morning, because that's okay when it comes to protest. Can't do it to a liberal or a Democrat, but it's okay for them to come out and wake up your entire neighborhood at 4 in the morning because they don't like the way you decided something.
Yeah.
Now, we have a documentary. I want to thank Brenda Roper for sending me to this. And here I thought I had this new thing.
It's been out a while.
I was going to actually turn Terry Adams onto something. Usually he's the one that leads me in the right direction. But you've already...
Yeah, we played it on Clear in the Air.
Yeah.
It's been out a while. It's been out, I don't know, a couple of months.
Shadowgate is the name of it. Is it worth...
Oh, yeah. It connects a lot of dots about military contractors and stuff.
Okay, so we will head in that direction next on News Talk 93.1 FM. One of the smart plays you can make as a homeowner, and it's funny, we don't own our building. We are tenants here. Apparently the owner does not the station owner, does not have a Clark's Club membership because our sink in the employee lounge, whatever you want to call it, there's nothing coming out of the faucet.
Uh-oh.
Drip, drip, drip.
Uh-oh.
And that's a big deal because I need to wash dishes in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if I leave a dirty dish out, guess what? That's the day the boss shows up and says, what are you making a pigsty out of the...
I can see that.
But if we were Clark's Club members, I know one of the plumbers would be there. It probably would have been solved by now. That's how good they are. It's great when it comes to your home, your car, and everything else to know exactly who to call when you need help. For heating, AC, and plumbing issues, that company is Clark's. For $159, you get a membership that, assuming your system is in pretty good condition, will literally pay for itself because Clark's will always make sure it's running efficiently. It'll keep your electric costs down. So over a period of months, that's money that you're going to be silently saving, so to speak. Then if you do need a repair, something breaks, you get a discount on parts and labor, on whatever that repair is, and immediate service. There's no, we'll see in 2 days when it's 115 in the shade. Or try and find a place you can get water for a couple of days while we work you into the schedule.
Yeah, that don't work.
No, the cavalry is on the way with Clark's. 277-2125. They hire the most talented heating, AC, and plumbing specialists. They're all background checked very thoroughly. We should background check our politicians with the same diligence that Clark's does. And everybody's drug tested on an ongoing basis, so there's never any question about who they're sending into your home. And you'll notice that the first time you have them in your home, they're just extraordinarily great human beings. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number is 99004. Our first look at the roads this afternoon at 3:33.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had an accident earlier Eastern Boulevard just before East Shirley Lane, right near Capital Chevrolet. We're hoping they've about got that one out of the way. It was a minor accident, but use caution there just in case. Light to moderate everywhere else around the city. We have a little congestion Northeast Boulevard and on East South Boulevard in front of Baptist and Alpha. Also, Norman Bridge Road and Highway 331. A lot of outbound traffic on those two arteries this afternoon. Over 55 pre-owned Camrys have arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything you want to trade, pocket knives, yo-yos, they're worth a minimum of $2,000. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
All right, we'll explore this documentary that I was just talking to Terry about when we come back from the break at 3:34.
Don't miss Brubaker's Holiday Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, and wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
we're talking with David Gray at Gray's Tire and Auto. And David, I love the fact that you make financing easy.
We try to make it easy as we can. We have a 6 month no interest financing through Synchrony. And Synchrony has a lot of cars out there, mainly automotive. We accept Discount Tire, Tire Pros. If you're in the Tri-County area, you got a Tire Pros card, we accept it. Up to 6 months, no interest. But there's so many. Go to MySynchrony.com. Any of those cars in automotive, we take them.
Visit GraysTireCenter.com for locations.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
Before you drive the all-new Nissan Rogue, you gotta ask yourself, how rogue are you gonna go? We talking be one with nature in the desert rogue? Go snowshoeing in Alaska rogue? Or take the long way home just because kind of rogue? Just a question, but with five available drive modes, you're sure to find the answer.
Go rogue in the all-new, fiercely reimagined 2021 Nissan Rogue. Now with the most standard safety features in its class.
See owner's manual for important safety information. Auto Pacific segmentation. 2021 Nissan Rogue versus latest in market competitors. Base models compared.
Dell Technologies has announced their Cyber Monday sale. They're releasing new doorbusters every weekday, plus up to 50% off cutting-edge tech for your business. There's no better time to upgrade your small business with the latest laptops and desktops with Intel Core processors. Plus, there's free shipping on everything. Yes, everything. Give Dell Technologies advisors a call. They'll identify the right tech solution for your business. Call 877-ASK-DELL or go to dell.com/SP Cyber Monday. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hello, my name is Twan Nettles Jackson, and I'm the owner of Jackson Tax Service. And when it comes to advertising my business, Blue Water Broadcasting is my number one choice. I've been using them for several years, and they definitely help increase my business. What are you waiting for? Give them a call today.
Radio advertising is the only word of mouth you control. It adds credibility, creates emotional response, and attracts new customers. Find out how Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Montgomery cold case death of 16-year-old Jalen Saunders in January 2019 has now been solved. Montgomery County District Attorney Daryl Bailey announced two people, Ashley Williams and Levante Frazier, are now charged with murder in this case. Hometex Inc. has announced it will start manufacturing personal protective equipment in Selma. Once its new facility is up and running, it'll create 300 new jobs. The company credits a $10 million loan from the CARES Act money for the expansion into Dallas County. Hometex will produce FDA-approved 3-ply and N95 masks for healthcare providers, government agencies, and the general public. When it comes to Alabama's CARES Act funding, nearly 50% of it has not been distributed. State officials say that with less than 30 days to the deadline, 48% of the money is unused. The money will be distributed to programs covering small business relief, education, mental health, and other needs. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a disturbance on the way, which means showers are returning to the forecast. I think the best chance of showers will be in the overnight hours. Otherwise, we're much milder than earlier in the week. Low temperature tonight down to around 50. Tomorrow, showers likely, especially morning and midday hours. High temperature up to about 61. That sounds better. And looking ahead, I'm happy to say we have a storm-free weekend with lots of cool sunshine, high temperatures in the 50s daytime and 30s at night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Rod Stewart. He used to rock, but lately he's been making lame CDs of old people music. And now he's turned his sights on lame Christmas novelty songs.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Introducing Rod Stewart, the Great Christmas Novelty Songbook, featuring all your Christmas comedy favorites, like Cheech and Chong's Santa Claus.
Hey, mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws.
And Bob and Doug McKenzie's 12 Days of Christmas.
On the first day of Christmas,
Great Christmas Novelty Songbook also includes Rod Stewart's take on this classic version of Jingle Bells.
Woof, woof, woof. Woof, 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 baby. Woof, 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 woof. Bow wow.
Buy your copy of Rod Stewart, the Great Christmas Novelty Songbook today. Or, on second thought, no, maybe you shouldn't. It'll only encourage him.
That's a great stuffing stocker, as Terry Adams likes to say.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Market finished just 31 points shy of 30,000 today. It's interesting to watch Wall Street react to all of what's going on. I know for a fact that Wall Street would not be at the level, certainly not without Donald Trump. I mean, my God, he brought 12,000 points since April.
True.
After everything crashed at the beginning of the shutdowns, which they're now trying to reinstitute for some reason.
They're insane.
They are nuts. They're out of their minds. If you look at the actual... did you see the thing where the CDC said the overall death rate? And we're all... We're all scheduled at some point.
Sure.
So it's not to diminish the loss of somebody. Mm-hmm. But... our overall death rate this year is no different than any other year. But the media keeps throwing that 250,000 people are dead.
Mm-hmm. Fear.
We looked it up this morning on the morning show. We don't get serious often, but I wanted to find out. If you dig into the CDC numbers, you'll find out that only 6% of the COVID deaths were COVID exclusive.
That's
just
right.
6%.
That's right.
That's about... about 12,000. Everything else involved, and they give you all the comorbidity issues, everything from immune system, liver issues. I mean, you can be more vulnerable to the coronavirus in a wide variety of ways. And many of the same people are just as much at risk with the flu.
Yes.
If it gets to pneumonia. So,
counting.
But, you know, the benefit... It doesn't accommodate the fear factor.
Well, what doesn't make sense is this thing doesn't have the fatality or mortality rate to even be a pandemic. Legally, it's not a pandemic.
No, and it needs to be remembered that in the 18th century, we won our freedom, which we seem to be in the process of giving away.
Uh-huh.
We won our freedom during a smallpox epidemic when they didn't have ERs and...
That's right.
Intensive care, American Family Health Care around the corner and all that. You got to go get tested for smallpox. And when you had it, you were pretty much...
Yeah, it was game over.
A goner.
Yeah.
So let's listen to a little bit of the Shadowgate documentary. I watched some of it last night and found it... I really got drawn in.
Yeah.
So...
it's easy to do.
I love to drain the swamp. Cartoon at the beginning of this. A Millennial Millie production.
Yeah, Millie Weaver.
What if I were to tell you that a small group of government contractors were hired by government officials to frame the Trump campaign, set him up for the Russia collusion investigation, provided witnesses for the impeachment hearings, and provided administrative support services to the Department of Justice during the Mueller investigation? And what if it just so happened that this same group of contractors are behind the fake news in mainstream media, influence operations on social media, and the civil unrest nationwide pushing the defund the police movement? The Obamagate scandal only scratches the surface.
You mentioned shock value, that
It's shocking what the Russians did. I agree. We need to stop it.
I know that now based on the Horowitz report.
I'm not saying that you lied to the court. I'm saying you signed something that was a lie and you didn't know it.
Talk about a cover story. What really happened is much more alarming. Both parties are equally guilty of covering up what should turn out to be an even bigger scandal, Shadowgate. The tactical and operational role the shadow government played behind the scenes, carrying out the coup against President Trump. We're going to be looking behind the puppets at who the real puppet master string pullers are. The material presented in this documentary should concern people of all political affiliations. This is about real players, people whose names never come up, but should. Career politicians are definitely part of the Beltway swamp, even aspects of the deep state, but they are not the shadow government. The shadow government consists of government contractors, defense, intelligence, security, and so on. Our government mostly consists of front-facing desk jockeys that are compartmentalized in cubicles. They're to cover up for the fact that most of the real work is outsourced to contractors, aka the military-industrial complex.
There you go.
That way, what the public sees through FOIA requests, investigations, congressional hearings, or otherwise, is as clean as a whistle. All the dirty work is kept private with contractors in clandestine networks. These contractors have used their connections, power, and influence to create an unprecedented international criminal enterprise where blackmail is traded and people's personal data is gold.
Yep.
Two whistleblowers, Tory and Patrick Burgee, who both worked extensively within the shadow government as contractors, have come forward with revelations that may be part of the biggest whistleblowing event to date.
I'm one of thousands faceless patriotic Americans that work within the shadows and had been doing that for a very long time. People that worked for John Brennan approached me while I was in my specialist training while I was in the Navy.
When I was recruited, it was for electronic warfare. Then I ended up in information warfare, and ironically, the base that I first went to for electronic warfare is now information warfare.
My job for a company called Dynalogy, which was owned by Obama's national security advisor, General James Jones,
wow,
and answered directly to his son. I worked for them for about 8 years, from like 2007 to 2010. My focus was primarily in the development on a couple different contracts for the Department of Defense for the development of the capabilities for interactive internet activities, being something that helps support CNO, which is computer network operations, hacking and different things like that, and information operations, which would be your actual influence operations, right? It's a supporting application that really, it's kind of like a Microsoft project, right? Which allows you to manage large projects, like enterprise level projects. But instead of like managing the building of the construction of a 14-story building, it's managing the most, you know, malevolent operations that you could imagine.
I was a contractor for various intelligence agencies that were privately created. So they were private contracting agencies because unlike what most people think, our intelligence doesn't stay within our borders or within federal buildings.
The ShadowNet was the commercial version of an IIA weapon, IIA being Interactive Internet Activities. That's the military nomenclature for what basically you've heard just being described for the last 3 or 4 years with all the fake news and the fake news journalists and fake stories, fake dossier, all.
Above and beyond that, the clip that comes to mind is the one where you, where they take like 20 different newscasts.
Mm-hmm.
They start with one anchor, and they keep adding, and they're all
identical.
Identical. They're saying the same thing.
Because it's scripted. It's all a narrative that's scripted to and given to them.
And I'll tell you what, I have believed for the last 4 years that America's real news director has been Barack Obama. Here's that clip that I was just referencing.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media
we are fighting the fake news.
Amen.
Phony, fake.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
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 Yeah. Nothing says we value independent media like dozens of reporters forced to repeat the same message over and over again.
Yep. There you go. And this is very much connected to what we're hearing here in Shadow.
Yeah, it is. The program that they created. It's like me. If I go and I try to comment, like there, somebody had a video showing an Airbus supposedly landing in a short amount of time, and they were claiming, well, this proves that an aircraft could have hit the Pentagon. Well, I made a comment on it. Boom, my comment's gone. This program goes in and looks for dissenting opinions and eliminates. It only puts the narrative, things that support their narrative out there. It eliminates everything else.
Isn't that what Facebook is doing now?
Yep.
I heard somebody is suing Zuckerberg for $40 million.
Good.
I have to believe, based on the patterns of response, and anytime you use the word election, you get that little box that says for information, or you get the heavy duty one where they say it's been proven without beyond, you know, that mail in balloting is trustworthy. All this other
garbage.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Well, try typing in 5G and COVID in the same sentence in Facebook. Boom, it's gone. They will not let you do it. They do not want anybody going down that road. It's amazing.
Why would they object to that?
Because they're connected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In my opinion.
I remember all the people that went to see the Social Network movie back in 2012. When they were just these brilliant kids putting together this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they, to me, they become almost public enemy number one.
Yeah, they really have.
You know, you get the people to participate in your social network. You sell ads based on the number of people participating. When you start telling them what they can and can't post,
that's a problem.
You've crossed the line. And especially when you can use algorithms. Look, I know there's... Rich Thomas has 46,000 followers in his weather network.
Wow.
I doubt very much that he ever gets harassed because it's all about the weather. But I have 11,500 followers, and I know they're not seeing everything I post.
Yeah.
Exactly. I think of a small fraction.
Well, you and I have talked about Bill Clinton and what he did. He got rid of the used to be the rules out there to prevent monopoly because you have to have dissenting opinions in the news. Bill Clinton got rid of that. So now that's why only, what, five conglomerates own 90% of the news now? You know,
yeah.
What about that apparently doesn't apply to social media. So how do we control social media to prevent it from being monopolized?
On a related note to that deregulation that you just referenced with Clinton, this week, well, actually, they started at the beginning of the pandemic. We're going to have to furlough people, you know, because revenue losses and everything else. The big radio conglomerates,
right.
No Heart Radio and others. And now that the pandemic is making a comeback, and a lot of those people were never brought back.
Of course not.
They were furloughed, and then they were eventually, they just figured out another way to bring in some other source of programming. And now they're doing it again this week. I can show you on a website called allaccess.com a list of hundreds and hundreds of names this week whose positions were eliminated.
That ain't right.
In the name of... because what happens is those who aren't get more responsibility. In other words, a jock who can... do what we call voice track music shows instead of doing six different markets a day own where that company has
right.
stations, they'll just tell them to do 10 because they cut out yeah. people that were doing the others. It's disgraceful. It's sickening. And the victim, ultimately, is the radio consumer mm-hmm. because there's no competition. There's nobody trying.
Right.
It's just flatline. You know, here's the scientifically selected songs that we think will work and get us a number. And here's somebody whose name you won't remember with the personality of a candle to tell you what you just heard, and we'll be right back.
Yeah.
That's what you've got.
Exactly.
It is 355. Shop Wiser. Buy Kaiser. Kaiser Fine Furniture at 4044 Wetumpka Highway, where you save on everything. First of all, everything in there is marked down up to 50%. You have an incredible selection because 65,000 square feet will allow you to do that.
Yeah.
It's a place where you can qualified customers can get a $2,000 Synchrony luxury account at 0% interest on what you buy. And when you total up the slip, the sales tax is only 8.25%. It shouldn't be one of the best-kept secrets in town, but it's there at 4044 Wetumpka Highway because the building isn't fancy-schmancy. They're not paying a ton of overhead for fixtures and things. It's functional. That's how they can give you the prices they do. And it's staffed by the Mount Rushmore of furniture experts mm-hmm. with Stella, Dale Thornell, and Cheryl Pitts, who can help you find specifically what you're looking for in the price range at which you're shopping. They did it for the Boudels. They were great. And they'll do it for you. So shop Wiser. Buy Kaiser Fine Furniture. Again, 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
356.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a new accident, Eastern Boulevard in front of Walmart. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Also, the 2400 block of Harrison Road, they're directing traffic. That's going to be right at the corner of Harrison and Lincoln Road, right at the cemetery. Watch out for emergency vehicles as you pass there. Elsewhere around the city, we got light to moderate traffic, very congested East-South Boulevard, Norman Bridge Road, Highway 331, very busy outbound this afternoon, as well as Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson, Atlanta Highway and Madison, also very busy, I-65 and 85, heavy traffic, but no accidents and no issues on the interstate. Your pet is a part of your family. You want to protect them and keep them safe in designated areas. Invisible Fence does this better than anybody. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Fox News coming up in a few minutes. Please listen, but remember to take that grain of salt before you do.
Season's greetings from Brubaker Motors, wishing you safe travels this holiday season. Buckle up from Brubaker. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a